Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome back. It is a Monday morning. Excuse us for the little delay there. I was trying to communicate something with Ethan and kind of put us behind there, but we appreciate you joining us. Kim and Ethan and I, Sue Thomas in here with you this morning. You can always, if you miss anything, you can get download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. The Odyssey app, 971talk.com. While you're on there at 971talk.com, go to the events tab. It's a couple things to pay attention to. We got Jimmy Fallon tickets on there that you can buy. We're going to give away a pair this hour, every day this week, but you can also buy them coming up for the factory on the 24th of January. And tickets provided by the factory, of course, we appreciate them doing that. Looking forward to Jimmy coming to town. Kim, I have to tell you this. On Friday, we were talking about the Fallon event, and somebody reached out to me from Pete's Bakery on the Hill and said, listen, I heard you say Jimmy Fallon wants some food from the Hill when he's in town. And I'm like, yeah, but I, you know, we've been looking at his schedule, and when he didn't get in till late afternoon the day of the event, and I don't know that we can get him to the Hill and get him back there in time for his show. And he's like, well, maybe we can bring it to him. Wow. So we may be trying to work out something where we can get Jimmy Fallon a taste of some great food from the Hill. I'm working on that right now.
I'm not sure I've ever been there. I mean, I've been to the Hill, of course.
Yeah. Well, Pete's Bakery provides a lot of the bread for all the great restaurants on the Hill. So he knows all those people. So we're working on that, and we'll see what we can get done. So,
Mark, you might want to let people know that we're using a sounder for this giveaway. So be on the listen for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Wiggins put something together, and when Wiggins is involved,
not our normal way to
it's always interesting. So we're going to be giving away some tickets coming up here at about 7:20 this morning. And also, let me mention this to you. Shout out to somebody I know is a longtime listener of the show, and that would be Judy Hageman. Judy is retiring today, Kim, get this, from working for Warco Manufacturing for over 40 years.
Wow.
She's been working there. And I know that she's a friend of a friend, and I just want to shout out to Judy and say congratulations for a fantastic career. It is well deserved. So you can get a little bit of rest now.
You just
and take it easy.
When I hear someone has worked at the same company for 40 plus years, I just think, wow, you don't hear that anymore.
No, very You're unusual.
Wouldn't you say the average time is 5 years or so?
Which is weird for
maybe.
Me. Which is weird for me, right? I don't know why, but it's just, there used to be a time when you tried to, and in the media business, it's rare as well, like for a news anchor or a news reporter to stay at one place their whole career.
Well, the difference with us, though, is that it's very limited where we could work. So if we want to stay in St. Louis, we only have a few options. But
correct.
If you're, I'm trying to think of a job, you know, marketing or something, then you have so many options. So you just kind of hop around because, well, I mean, there's a lot of factors that play into that.
Well, and it's good for people to, it gives you a sense of loyalty and all of that good stuff. But these days, there's not much of that, man. Who's the next high bidder? Where can I move to next? And people tend to move along. But congratulations to Judy, and congratulations on a great career. We appreciate you listening to the program. All right, lots of stuff to get to, so let's get rolling here. Dan Buck's going to join us about 7:35. Let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I cannot believe the amount of star power we have in this room tonight. It's insane. There's so many A-listers. And by A-listers, I do mean people who are on A-list that has been heavily redacted, but...
Nikki Glaser with the Epstein joke. She dropped it in the first 3 minutes of the Golden Globes last night. There was some nervous laughter in that room. You can bet. In Hollywood.
We're simply talking about, you know, essentially going back to the way that ICE was operating when they cared about legality. Identification of officers, that's something that has been standard practice in every law enforcement agency all across the country.
Yeah, Chris Murphy claims that they need ICE to go back to the way they used to operate. Well, when you've got idiot protesters trying to dox law enforcement officers for doing their job, no, Chris Murphy, and this is on you and your party.
Tim Walz is a coward. He would not guarantee that the Treasury Secretary of the United States of America would have police protection in the Minnesota State Capitol. He is afraid of what is coming.
Yeah, how about that? Scott Bessin not holding back at all on Tim Walz. He was going to go up there and interview Walz, and Walz pulled all security for the Treasury Secretary while he was in town. How's that for an intimidation factor? So now they're going to invite the governor to Washington, D.C., and there are rumors out there that Walz may just be a couple of weeks away from resigning.
I've had personal talks with some Democrats. I can't tell you who they are. I just don't want to do that. It's not fair to them about paying large amounts of dollars back to the people.
How about that? The president on Air Force One this weekend, and he was pointing out that he's been talking to some Democrats. He didn't want to embarrass them about his plan to put money directly into people's accounts to pay for their health care. And, you know, the Democrats all poo-pooed this because they want to make the Obamacare subsidy issue a big issue in the midterm elections. It's going to cost you so much more money to get health care this year, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. It's not our fault for falsely lowering the price of your health care for all these years by subsidizing it with other people's money. And now suddenly that expired because we built the expiration into the original law so that it would look better on paper. But it's all the Republicans' fault. That's what the Democrats want to argue. So they want to try to make this an election year issue. And Trump's like, oh, better idea. What if we take a couple of $1,000 and we create a health savings account for all these people who need this health care coverage, and then they go out on the open market? Because remember, competition drives down prices. Competition increases your desire, if you want to stay in business, to do better. Everybody should face competition. Every industry needs competition. Listen to what the president said here as he continued his thoughts here and how they would keep people from spending the money on 100-inch television sets for their house.
You know, this was my idea. It came up during that. You know, oftentimes in under times of stress, like the shutdown, you come up with great ideas that you wouldn't have thought of before. The insurance companies are making a fortune. Their stock is up over 1,000% over a short period of time. They are taking in hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're not really putting it back, certainly not like they should. So when I see this, and when I've seen this over the last pretty short period of time, I said, why do we just pay this money directly to the people of our country and let them buy their own health insurance? And, you know, I made that statement, and I made it a little bit cavalierly, but it sounded good. And everybody has picked up, including Democrats. And I am talking to some Democrats right now about doing that. People love it. We're going to take the money. Well, if it gets approved, we're going to take the money. We're going to pay it back to the people of our country to go out and buy health insurance. Now, they can put it in a health account. We can do it a lot of different ways. But they'd buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price. And it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac. They can go out and buy health insurance.
Thank you. You would have to do it that way. I love how you said, I kind of said it, you know, offhand. It was an offhand remark. And then people started realizing, wow, what a great idea. Think about that. If you could go buy car insurance today, knowing that the federal government was going to subsidize whatever the premium was, that the amount you owed would be capped because the federal government was going to step in, use somebody else's tax dollars to pay for the rest of your car insurance, you wouldn't care about who the company was or even how much the premium was, because it wouldn't matter to you because the government's picking up most of it. But if you've got that money in a bank account and you've got to go pay for that coverage out of the amount of money you have, you're going to be much more particular about how much you spend, and you're going to look for the companies that's going to give you the best value for your money. It's simple. It's so simple. It's brilliant. Why have we not been doing this all along? You know who hates this are the health insurance companies. The healthcare companies hate this idea, because they've been just charging whatever they want, knowing the government is picking up the tab. This is a great, I just hope it gets some legs. The Democrats, the majority of them will be dead set against this. You can just about guarantee it, because they want to beat Trump and the Republicans over the head with this for the midterms. But it sounds like a good idea to me. All right, coming up, Dan Buck, 7:35, and we'll give away some Jimmy Fallon tickets. Stay tuned.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
How about that? They picked the caller number for me even. How about, I mean, Wiggins did that for us. We don't normally do ticket giveaways that way, but it sounded so professional with our professional announcer announcing Jimmy Failla at the Factory. So if you want to go see him, you want to go hang out with us for a little while on the 24th of this month, I guess be caller number 9 to 314-241-9797. And I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Best of luck to you. Hope you win a pair of tickets this week. If not, you can always buy them on our website at 971talk.com. I appreciate Failla. I appreciate the fact that he is a regular guest now on our program. Every Wednesday, we get Jimmy on here talking with his unique take on things that are going on around the country. You know what I want to ask him? I want to ask him my daughter, maybe you guys have some opinions on this, 314-241-9797. And I will reserve that for people who have recently been traveled to New York City. Have you traveled to New York City in the past 6 months? Because here's my question. My daughter is about to take a trip to New York to see a Broadway musical, among other things, with some friends of ours. And the last time I was there, when was that? 3 years ago, maybe? When I got to hang out with Todd Pyro and take the tour at Fox and Friends and all that stuff. When I got to go up there and hang out with them, Pyro and all these other folks were telling me, yeah, you know, we were staying in New Jersey. They're like, there's a line, a New Jersey train line that runs into Manhattan, at which point you can transfer onto the subway system to get around Manhattan. But we're going to recommend you don't do that. They said at the time, we're having enough problems with our subway system. This is back when the headlines were that people were being pushed in front of trains and robbed and, you know, attacked on these subways. Their advice at the time was, Todd Pyro's advice was, I wouldn't take the subway. There's nothing in Midtown Manhattan that you can't walk 10 or 12 city blocks and get to, unless you're disabled and you're having trouble walking, you're on crutches, something like that. And if you are, take an Uber, take a cab. You can pull one over at any corner and get somewhere in downtown. Maybe not as fast as the subway. I don't know, because you got the constant traffic dilemma there, right? That's my question, and I don't know the full answer to it. I'm just looking for input on it. 314-241-9797 is the text line as well. You can text us or message us on social media this morning. I'm just anxious to know if anybody has any thoughts on that particular issue. If I was with her, I might be less worried about it. But I just want to know if the situation up there has improved any. And right now, I don't know the answer to that. So that's happening next month, I think. So I got a little bit of time to work it out. I mean, my default advice would be, if it wasn't safe 2 years ago under the Mom Donnie, it's probably not any better. But I guess it's possible. I know it's often been part of the experience for people going to New York to take the subway, but it's like Chicago in that New York City and Chicago are a couple of the places where if you travel there from out of the state, if you're a resident, it's hard enough to get, you know, a concealed carry license, and they've got all kinds of FOID restrictions on people getting weapons and all of these other things that are set up as barriers to your Second Amendment rights. In Chicago and New York, if you travel there, you're even more restricted. Like if you would normally conceal carry or even want to carry mace or a knife to protect yourself, potentially, you're not allowed to do that in New York and Chicago. The only place, Kim, I've ever been threatened to be stabbed to death was in Chicago.
You were threatened to be
Somebody
I don't think I know this story.
Somebody threatened to stab me to death. So my wife used to run marathons. So she was up there running the Chicago Marathon again. And when we arrived as a group, that she was there with another runner and her family, we had to take the L or whatever it is to the convention center the night before, where they were handing out the bibs. You could get your bib there for the marathon. And of course they have shoe salesmen are there, and everything you might need potentially for a marathon, you can pick up at this area at the convention center the night before the Chicago Marathon. And when there's no easy way, there's not a train stop at the convention center. So we had to get off the L and walk about, I don't know, maybe four city blocks to get to where this was. And we walked past a housing project to get to it. Those are all over the city of Chicago. So maybe there's one everywhere. I don't know. But anyway, we had to walk past. So on every corner, there was a panhandler because they knew there were going to be a bunch of people making that trek to the convention center. They all wanted their dime or their dollar, more likely, or their $5 or something, you know, to go buy a bottle of Ripple or whatever it was they were looking for. And first corner, somebody had their hand out. I don't know. Somebody in our group gave them a dollar. We walked to the next corner. Somebody's got their hand out. We get to the third corner, and I said to the guy flippantly, probably my mistake, I gave at the last corner. No, he asked for money. And that's when he threatened to stab me. I will stab your blankety blank rear end. I'm
what'd
cleaning
you do?
It up for you. Well, I did. I had no way to protect myself because I couldn't have taken my concealed carry weapon if I wanted to legally. I didn't have a knife. I didn't have any mace. I didn't have anything. So I just walked backwards the rest of the way to the convention center as this guy followed us down the street, tried to put myself between him and my family, and then pretty soon we got in a big enough crowd that he backed off and walked back to harass other people. So those are the places you need security and can't have it. How about that? All right, coming up, we'll get to our friend Dan Buck, 735. Stay tuned.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, I'll say this. Let the investigation play out, right? There's a lot of video we probably haven't seen that the FBI has that we don't. Where's their forensics in the ballistics? That hasn't been unleashed. How about the officer's statements, his own statements? So we need to let this play out. But while we're doing that, we got to stop the hateful rhetoric. Saying this officer's a murderer is dangerous. It's just ridiculous. It's going to infuriate people more, which means there's going to be more incidents like this because the hateful rhetoric is not only continuing, now it's tripled down and doubled down.
The buck stops here.
All right, our friend Dan Buck on the line with us this morning. Daniel, how you been, my friend?
Been good. Good weekend. You can hear the voices pretty much back. I'm feeling a lot better. I'll tell you what, that cough, whatever that thing is nasty. It hung around for a good, 2 weeks almost.
Wow.
It was ridiculous, but got through it. Hey, but what great sound you just played, man. I mean, we need more clear-thinking people like that who just say, hey, can we let the evidence play out before everybody calls this officer a murderer? Seriously, my gosh.
Well, you know, Dan, we all lived through the Ferguson event here, which was radically polarized and politicized by Barack Obama when it happened with Eric Holder. They didn't leave that investigation to local authorities. They immediately sent 50 FBI agents in to find wrongdoing. It's what they did.
Yeah.
And what they're doing up in Minneapolis is no different than that. Do you really think you could turn that over and expect, number one, any kind of fair and balanced treatment from that prosecutor in Minneapolis, or the mayor, or the governor of Minnesota? Not a chance.
No. And just the narratives that they throw out there, the innocent mother of three who was just trying to go home. You know, they're still promoting that.
Yeah.
Even though clearly she was in the act of committing a crime, she was trained and paid to impede federal law enforcement activities. I mean, this is all now factual evidence, and people know it, and they still stay on the talking points. And guys, I think that's what I want to talk about today on this segment is we have to understand something very clear. This ignorance, this complete illogical behavior and unfounded conclusions based on lies, and it doesn't matter whether it's coming from Tim Walz or Mayor Fry or Congresswoman Omar or these whack job, liberals who are out on the streets crying and screaming in the streets and calling for civil unrest. This is all part of a massive psyop. And I mean, we have to understand it. It's a psychological operation to sow division, to incite violence, to disrupt our democracy. They're trying to infuse hatred, period. That's what this is all about. They want to, and it doesn't matter what the topic of the day is, whether it's sexuality, racism, perversion, police brutality, intolerance of Christians, specifically if you're a white man, really anything that stands for American traditional values, they're going to attack. And it's because this PSYOP, and understand that it has a name, it's one of the oldest tools of Marxism and communism, and it's important that we know it. Not only the who and the what are doing this, but how and why they're doing this, right? I mean, because to those of us logically thinking, we go, why would they do this? Why would they demonize people who are just doing their job to try to enforce American law, right? I mean, common sense people are asking those questions. It's because this is a plan. And you know, there's some, sure, they're just foolish followers and they're doing it. They don't know they're being played. But people like Walls and Fry and Omar and Mondani and all these woke mayors, they're calling that ICE officer a murderer for a reason.
Yes.
These are they're doing it because these are leaders and organizers in a mental manipulation game. It's called agitprop. Have you ever heard that term, Mark?
I don't know that I have.
I heard that.
Okay, agit. Yeah, and you know where I heard it first.
I do.
And I spent 2 hours researching this. It's a combination of two strategies, agitation and propaganda. All right? Agitprop was a key weapon promoted by communism founder Karl Marx in how to overturn a government. It is no wonder that the Chinese communist elitists are among the funding sources who are paying for all these protesters. They're printing the signs. They're leading the chants. You know, they're successfully getting the weak-minded and the disgruntled, mentally ill, and sexually confused puppets to go out there and do this. But they're also inspiring agitators willing to drive their cars into law enforcement people, right? As a part of a democracy, you know, they want this democracy, this evil democracy, and all the racist and the unfair. It's all propaganda. You know, Vladimir Lenin in 1902, he said that propagandists are those that will create the signs, the messages, the songs, at the time the theater, and give the speeches that will stir the masses to indignation. That's a quote from Vladimir Lenin, right? And then they talk about but the vital part of the movement is the agitators, those who can mobilize public action, those who can forcefully manipulate the weak while indoctrinating the educated, engaging both forces, the enlightened and the ignorant, to rise up and lead rebellion against the forces that promote freedom, independence, and get this, to rebel against religion, especially Christianity.
Wow.
Why? Because it is a proven force against communist rule. And that includes, of course, you know, rights given to us by God. That doesn't exist, people, in a communist world, right? So successfully employing this strategy, agitprop, remember the name, in places like Minnesota, New York, Chicago, all these socialist democratic cities are practicing this. They are putting it into play. The communists have successfully invaded our nation, people, and they're, you know, they haven't fired a single shot, but they're actively shaping opinions in the public square, and they have one goal only, and it is they want to destroy America from within. It's important that you recognize agitprop. Remember the name. When it jumps into these moments, they always jump into the high-profile media stories. And we have to expose it when we see it. We have to call it for what it is and let people know that they are part of a psyop.
Yep.
They're part of a communist movement to try to dismantle this country, to get us to fight against ourselves and to have this inner battle. And you know, some this weekend, I don't know if you heard it, but we're calling for civil war. I love anti-gun activists calling for a civil war.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do they do that?
Not going to end well, anyway, is what's not going to happen. Yeah, they don't think they really get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But if your point is cultural change, Dan, you're right. I mean, that's all they care about is trying to get that out there. And I said this on Friday. People can say what they want about this. There were people on the left in this country, and they may never admit to it, who were absolutely waiting for something like this to happen that would fit their narrative that ICE is evil and it's targeting innocent American citizens. And now that's their talking point no matter what. The mayor of Minneapolis, the mayor of Portland, they've all come out. The police chief in Portland broke down in tears this weekend, even though he admitted the two people that got shot were known Trinde Aragua illegal aliens in this country. They were known gang members, but he still cried for the Venezuelan community because he had to admit that they were actually criminals that got shot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, the lying is part of agitprop. They don't care if there's truth in it. You know, they don't care if they're manipulating facts. They have no, that's all part of the plan. But we have to know that when we see it and we have to expose it, for not just the lies and the deceit, but make people realize they're part of a psychological warfare
right.
against America, right? And we can't beat our enemy if we can't identify it. So know the name, agitprop, study it, understand what their game plan is. Call it out when you see this communist psyop clearly being orchestrated and implemented. And this was one example, but you can go to George Floyd, you can go to Ferguson, you can go to, I mean, it's been going on for decades.
Yep. They wait for the next narrative.
That's right.
Yep.
And if we don't expose it and call it out, we just become, you know, agitators ourselves.
Well, I'm getting
right?
a little.
I
was going to say, I'm getting a little tired of waiting for Pam Bondi and the DOJ to perp walk some people, but I did hear the president say this weekend they're investigating who's paying for this. That's a start, right? Because if we find out
absolutely.
Where the money's funneling in to pay for this agitprop, that's one way to dismantle the system.
Amen. And you know, exposing it, too. I mean, the media's got to start talking about this, that this is a textbook. I mean, textbook. When you read about it, when you read Marx's, you know, theories and why and how to do this, and then you see Lenin who put it into practice, I mean, you have to understand this is textbook communism. And if we can fight truth with truth, and when they want to ignore the truth, you just say, hey, we're not buying into your agitprop anymore. It's done. You agitators and propagandists have no control over America. And hopefully we'll get some of these people who I think just go along with the flow. They go along, they take their little, you know, money. If they understand they're being played and they know that they're, you know, and I'm not saying we'll get a large percentage of them, but if they understand that this is truly a communist takeover strategy,
right.
maybe they'll come to their senses. Who knows?
Let's hope so. Dan, glad you're feeling better, man. Great to have you back on.
Awesome, guys. Have a great day and a good week.
We will do it. Dan Buck there with the Buck Stops Here. Great to get him on. He's right. I mean, Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, I mean, it comes right out of the playbook. And they just wait for the right scenario that fits it.
Well, agitprop really is a thing he's talking
about.
They stir
it.
They stir it up, and they know it's going to incite anger in us, and that's what they want.
And unfortunately, they won. They haven't won on this one, but they've gotten exactly the reaction out of the low IQ crowd that they were hoping for. Let's put it that way. All right, we're gonna get to a quick break here. Kim, what are we talking about next?
Unfortunately, Zohran Mamdani has won over a lot of people recently, enough to make him mayor of New York City. I'll tell you what, Mark, I am so disappointed in the latest person to be brainwashed from him, and I have evidence this has happened.
Kim on a whim.
Is that Miss Rachel?
Oh, it is Miss Rachel. Zohran and Miss Rachel are, I guess, best friends. She's come out with some pretty crazy things. So it's not, I guess, all that surprising that she would be joined by Zohran Mamdani at some pre-K center in Lower Manhattan to sing to the children, the wheels on the bus, several dozen children. I wonder if the parents were given a heads up that the communist was going to be going to their child's school and singing the wheels on the bus. And then they had a group discussion with the children about how they feel. The mayor supposedly said he's feeling happy because he had announced universal child care for every two-year-old. And Miss Rachel said, giving makes us so happy, and giving child care makes everyone really happy in the city. And then that led to their next song, If You're Happy and You Know It.
All I can say is the next time I'm at my daughter's house, she better hide my granddaughter's Miss Rachel doll because I'm going to shove it in the trash can.
I was trying to cut this audio for today, and my soon-to-be three-year-old son looks at the computer and says, Miss Rachel! I don't really play Miss Rachel at all anymore. To her credit, she has helped children learn. Like, she knows what she's doing. She's really good at what she does. She has around 18 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. She's racked up more than 13 billion views on her videos. In fact, Mamdani even picked Miss Rachel to serve on one of his It says serve on his inaugural committee. So she's now essentially within his, you know, close group of people.
Here's the audacity of it all. They're all limousine liberals. You understand who Miss Rachel is. Miss Rachel is not just some internet sensation who pacifies your children when you turn her on YouTube. She's an influencer. She's influencing these young minds with this kind of garbage. And you parents, you've got to pay attention. I know it's easy babysitting music. You turn it on and your kids leave you alone for 30 minutes. You got to find something else, because she's rich. She makes tens of millions of dollars a year with her YouTube videos, right? And now she's supporting a communist who's taken over New York City. This she's using her powers for bad. I hope parents wake up and pay attention to this. She's an insane lefty who is a limousine liberal. She's the definition of a limousine liberal. Mm-hmm. She's rich and none of his policies affect her.
You know, she was taking some heat when she had some woman who identifies, I believe, as they, them.
Yes.
On her show. Now, to me,
that's... Is that her guitarist?
I believe, yeah. She sings and does other things.
Yeah, she's pretty... She's a gender bender.
But you know, that's not necessarily... She doesn't, from what I've seen, again, we don't watch Miss Rachel anymore, but from what I've seen, that person, that woman doesn't overtly say, I'm a they, them, unless I've missed something. So,
no, I haven't seen that explained
either. You could argue that, okay, fine, kids might wonder, have questions, but maybe that's not as bad. But now you're singing with Zohran Mamdani, and I'm sure she just views it as, well, he's the new mayor of New York City. We should be, you know, he, of course, he's going to go to schools and everything. But the fact that they're pushing things on these kids... 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, you might sit here and say, well, they're so young. That doesn't make any sense to them. I'll tell you what. My son, he is a little sponge. Everything we say, he's mimicking it. He's in that phase now where we have to be really careful what we're talking about, because he's learning it. And it'll stun us sometimes when our son Easton will say things and we're like, oh, my gosh, where did he hear that?
Remember on Friday when I read for you from the website of the...
Renee Good,
where they were dropping their son off at this daycare. This is a K-5, right? An award-winning K-5. And their mission statement is to engage children in critical thinking and involve them in political and social activism. It's what they're doing to ruin your child's mind at an early age. And now Miss Rachel's right in the middle of it. I mean, she's gotten rich off our capitalist society, and she wants to go out and support somebody who wants to tear it down.
Right.
It makes me want to put my head through that
she
wall.
She was a big pro-Palestine supporter. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. Yes.
So,
of course.
And to Lisa's point on Facebook, she says she's a capitalist. Miss Rachel has won millions of dollars because of capitalism, and she's publicly supporting a self-described socialist. And if you need to be reminded that socialism sucks, go look at what's happened in Venezuela. Go look at other places around the world that have tried this and thought that it was some brilliant idea about collectivism and all that junk that you're hearing Zohran Mamdani spew. And get back to me and let me know if you think socialism works.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Tom Ackerman. Big college football game this coming weekend. Of course, I want to talk about the ones that were played Thursday and Friday with him. And we're going to talk to Brad Meltzer. He's the author of a new New York Times bestseller called The Viper. And he's got some interesting comments about his time at Dover Air Force Base at about 8:20. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.